The queen looked to her husband. If any man had dared to speak to a Targaryen as he has spoken to you... "'Did take me for Ares?' Robert interrupted. "'I took you for a king. "'Jaime and Tyrion are your own brothers by all the laws of marriage and the bonds we share. "'The Starks have driven off the one and seized the other. "'This man dishonors you with every breath he takes, "'and yet you stand there meekly, asking if his leg pains him, "'and would he like some wine?' "'Robert's face was dark with anger. "'How many times must I tell you, told your tongue, woman?' "'Cersei's face was a study in contempt. "'What a jape the gods have made of us two,' she said. "'By all rights, you ought to be in skirts, and me in mail.' "'Purple with rage, the king lashed out, "'a vicious backhand blow to the side of the head. "'She stumbled against the table and fell hard. "'Yet Cersei Lannister did not cry out. "'Her slender fingers brushed her cheek, where the pale smooth skin was already reddening. On the morrow the bruise would cover half her face. "'I shall wear this as a badge of honour,' she announced. "'Wear it in silence, or I'll honour you again,' Robert vowed. He shouted for a guard. Sir Meryn Trant stepped into the room, tall and sombre in his white armour. "'The queen is tired. See her to her bedchamber.' The knight helped Cersei to her feet and led her out without a word.